This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
The British government on Saturday accused Russia of seeking to replace Ukraine's government with a pro-Moscow administration and said former Ukrainian lawmaker Yevhen Muraev is being considered as a potential candidate. Britain's foreign office named several other Ukrainian politicians it said had links with Russian intelligence services. It's not clear what means Britain believes Russia might use to install a friendly government in Kiev. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said on Twitter, "We will not tolerate a Kremlin plot to install pro-Russia leadership in Ukraine. The Kremlin knows a military incursion would be a massive strategic mistake, and the UK and our partners would impose a severe cost on Russia." U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Emily Horn called the plotting deeply concerning. In a statement, Horn said, "The Ukrainian people have the sovereign right to determine their own future, and we stand with our democratically elected partners in Ukraine." U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Saturday he had authorized the Baltic nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to send U.S.-made anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted that Washington supported the nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania for their longstanding support to Ukraine against what he calls Russia's unprovoked and irresponsible aggression. Moscow has massed tens of thousands of troops at the border with Ukraine, leading to fears of an invasion. Viktor Pichugin, a local resident on the Ukrainian side of the border, says tensions are high.
Like on the edge of something very